If things break right, this summer could breathe new life into Ontario cities that have been dormant throughout the pandemic. Vaccine rollouts and the end of stay-at-home orders have brought people back to the heart of their towns. Many are chomping at the bit to make their return to the clubs, bars and restaurants that'll get the downtown scene jumping again. This calls for an influx of drivers into local public transport systems. But taxi and ridesharing companies alike are still left wanting. When will supply meet demand? U-Ride founder and CEO Cody Ruberto is optimistic that potential drivers will realize this soon-to-be-booming market. From now until December, it's going to be one of the best times in history for taxi and rideshare drivers, Ruberto said. In Sault Ste. Marie, U-Ride is currently offering a $1,250 weekly earnings guarantee, plus tips, for drivers in their first 4 weeks. U-Ride is also offering part-time drivers a $500 sign-on bonus after completing 100 rides. With hungry Ontarians left stuck inside, food courier became one of the most lucrative part-time jobs available. But the tide is shifting. As indoor dining and restaurant patios have reopened, we've seen firsthand the desire of locals to break free from their banal enclosures. They want to go out, not eat in. Our takeout orders have definitely died down. The patios have been just crazy busy, said Caitlin Earle, manager of Red Lion Smokehouse. People have been really excited to be back out. The vibe has been great. These diners need to be accommodated. Getting around the city can be a tough task. Many will look to ride-sharing services such as U-Ride to streamline the process. Throughout the pandemic, a lot of drivers shifted towards food delivery services, Ruberto said. It was an essential business. They helped a lot of people. Now that things are opening up, though, we all need to work together to make sure everybody has safe, reliable means of transportation. For many, the hesitancy to hop on board this gravy train is the result of potential lost CERB benefits. But citizens can still apply for this funding if they earn less than $1,000 per month. Driving part-time can add to one's spoils, not take them away. Ontario is coming to life again. Let's help make it safe and convenient for the public to embrace it. Find out more at uridetech.com/sue-ste-marie/.